really to take small marbles and put them in the major cities of our country. Now start them rolling around, because stars move relative to each other. The sun moves about its own diameter in a day. So you have these marbles shifting a diameter in a day, and they're separated by 100 miles, 200 miles, maybe more. Do you think they're going to crash into each other? I don't think so. We're very safe out here. The separations are spectacular compared to the sizes. We live in a very safe part of the galaxy. Nothing terribly dangerous around us. Stars aren't going to collide into us as thick as they look in the nighttime sky. It is a grand illusion. The space between them is not empty, by the way. The space between them is filled. Filled is perhaps a bad word because it's almost a vacuum, but not quite. But it is filled with a thin, dusty gas. You can see that in the Milky Way. We've lost the Milky Way in our time. You go into any city, almost any village for that matter, and the lights are so bright that you can't see the dark skies anymore, but your grandparents saw them. Could walk out in the backyard and see this wonderful band of light going across the sky. Milky Way is the disk of our galaxy. All of the stars that you see at night and 200 or more billion others are spread into a thin disk that is 100,000 light years across. Now we're not talking 3 or 4 or 10 light years. We're talking 100,000. The sky is really in three dimensions. You lose that sense entirely when you look up there at the heavens. All the stars look at the same distance. All the planets look the same distance away. No, the planets are close, shining by reflected light. The stars are self-illuminating, shining by thermonuclear reactions, all at different distances. Some of the brighter ones that you see are only a few tens of light years away. Others, like the great star Deneb, many of the others that you see, are maybe 1,000 light years away or more. You use telescopes, you can see them vastly farther than that. And we've learned how we're structured, this thin disk. And we're sort of out at the edge. Now, the disk doesn't have a real edge on it. It just gradually fades away. But the majority of stars are in this disk about 100,000 light years across. And we're roughly two-thirds or three-quarters of the way out to the edge. Now, imagine yourself in the middle of this disk, and you look around and you see the disk around your head. You can only see the individual stars within a few hundred light years, maybe 1,000 light years of you, and all the rest gradually blend into a thick band of light that surrounds you. The Milky Way, which is a thick mythology, a wonderful mythology about it, the pathway of souls on their way to heaven, celestial rivers bringing the water to irrigate our crops. And Galileo, when he put his first telescope on it back there in 1609, 1610, oh, it's stars. It's just stars. 200 billion of them in a disk 1,000 light years across. And we're just one of them. Very special one, because we are part of it. And we can look out and see it. We can look out and comprehend it. Up until 1920, we thought our galaxy was the only one. Oh, there were inklings that maybe we weren't really alone that go back a couple of